As the CEOs of Twitter and Facebook gave assurances of vigorous action against election disinformation, Republicans at a Senate hearing pounded the social media giants over political bias, business practices, and market dominance, laying the groundwork to curb their long-held legal protections. Jack Dorsey of Twitter and Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook defended their companies at the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, highlighting safeguards against the use of their platforms to spread falsehoods and incite violence in the contest between President Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden.
More than a year ago, the public asked us to offer additional context to help make potentially misleading information more apparent. We did exactly that, applying labels to over 300,000 tweets from October 27th to November 11th, which represented about 2.2% of all US election-related tweets. We also changed how our product works in order to help increase context and encourage more thoughtful consideration before tweets are shared broadly.
I believe this was the largest election integrity effort by any private company in recent times. This is what people expect of us. And I'm glad that from what we've seen so far, our systems performed well.
Most Senate Republicans have been reluctant to address head-on the issue of election disinformation, an awkward topic for Republicans given that many of them have refused to knock down Trump's unfounded claims of voting irregularities and fraud, even as misinformation disputing Biden's victory flourishes online. Committee Chairman Senator Lindsey Graham revived complaints of censorship and anti-conservative bias against the social media platforms.
I don't want the government to take over the job of telling America what tweets are legitimate and what are not. I don't want the government deciding what content to take up and put down. I think we're all in that category. But when you have companies that have the power of governments, have far more power than traditional media outlets, something has to give.
Democrats, including committee member Richard Blumenthal, reframed the focus of the hearing onto how unchecked social media has been used to undermine American democracy and stoke national divisions.
Change must come to social media. The fact is, we meet today in an unprecedented and precarious moment in American history. Daily, the president shocks our conscience and shakes the very foundations of our democracy using a powerful megaphone, social media. The president has used this megaphone to spread vicious falsehoods in an apparent attempt to overturn the will of voters.
Despite their differing opinions over the role of both companies in moderating disinformation on their platforms, Republicans and Democrats appeared to find common cause on the issue of big tech's market dominance, endorsing stronger enforcement of antitrust laws and, for some, the breakup of giants like Facebook and Google. Reporting from Oakland, California, this is Noah Litwer.